Way back in them woods of Spotsville, Kentucky, there's something creeping around that's too big, too strange, and way too quiet for anybody's comfort. Got eyes like burning coals and a way of disappearing clean without a trace, leaving folks shaking in their boots, wondering if they just glimpsed something they shouldn't ought to see. It don't leave no tracks, no sounds. Just a dark feeling in your gut that you ain't alone. Now, tonight, we're digging into that mystery, so lean in close, because once you hear this, there ain't no forgetting them eyes watching from the shadows. Welcome to Kentucky Melody's Scary Stories from Kentucky, where we spin yarns about ghostly haints, creepy hollers, and spine-chilling legends from deep in the hills. So grab a chair, dim them lights, and let's dig into something spooky. Now let me tell y'all about something that haunts the woods of Spotsville, Kentucky. This ain't just some campfire yarn. No, this here's a tale of something big, hairy, and meaner than a cornered wildcat. Folks say it's got eyes that burn like hot coals and stands taller than any man you ever seen. But here's the spine-chilling part. This thing don't leave no trace. No footprints, no broken branches, just a deep feeling of dread in the air. So what is it? A beast, a spirit, or something even worse? Tonight, we step into the shadows with the legend of the Spotsville Monster. You might want to keep them lights on for this one, y'all. It happened in Spotsville, Kentucky, right by the Green River, back around 1975. This was a time when folks lived simple and didn't feel the need to lock their doors, at least till something started prowling them woods. That year, the whole town started feeling a darkness lingering just out of sight. Red Nunnally and his family had just moved into an old farmhouse tucked right up against the woods. They thought it'd be a peaceful life, close to nature and the river. But what they got was something a whole lot stranger. One sticky July night, Red was sitting out on his porch with his old hound dog trying to cool off. The moon was hanging low and bright, casting a silver light over the fields. Just as he was drifting off, he heard something heavy stirring in the woods, too big to be no raccoon or deer. He squinted, peering deep into the shadows, and that's when he saw it. Standing there, right on the edge of the tree line, was a figure taller than any man Red ever saw. Had to be a good 7, maybe 8 feet tall. Its body was covered in thick, matted fur like a wild creature, but them eyes, they glowed red like hot embers burning in the night. Red froze, heart pounding like a runaway train. He reached for his flashlight, hoping to get a better look, but as soon as he turned it on, that thing melted back into the shadows without a sound, disappearing like it had never been there at all. There weren't no tracks, no crushed leaves, nothing. Just the crickets picking up their song again, like the woods had swallowed it whole. Now, Red tried to brush it off, telling himself it was just a bear or maybe a trick of the light, but things only got stranger. First, their old shepherd dog, Buster, started acting mighty peculiar. Normally, that dog would chase off anything that moved, but from then on, he refused to step foot outside after dark. He'd sit by the door, shaking and whimpering, staring at the tree line like he knew something was watching him from the shadows. Red's wife, Rose, she caught sight of it one night while doing the dishes. She said it stood in the shadows, eyes burning red, just staring right through her like it was studying her every move. And then, just like that, it faded back into the darkness. Not a branch snapped, not a single sign it had been there. Word got round quick, like it does in small towns. Neighbors started whispering about seeing strange things, too. Old Mr. Hawkins swore he saw the creature near his chicken coop one night, just staring before it vanished like mist at sunrise. Said he shot at it, but when he looked, there weren't no blood, no signs it had been there at all. Then Mrs. Pritchard, down by the river, claimed she saw it wading in the water early one foggy morning, pulling out fish with its bare hands. But before she could get a good look, it faded into the mist, leaving no trace it had ever been there. Red, tired of feeling haunted, called up some local hunters. They set up camp on his property, full of that rough, tough talk only fellas with guns have. The first night was calm, but on the second, just as the fire was burning low, a deep, low growl rolled out from the woods, something so deep it made the ground vibrate under their feet. One of the men pointed his rifle into the dark, hands shaking. Before he could pull the trigger, the creature lunged out, just shy of the firelight. Its outline loomed, broad shoulders, long arms almost dragging on the ground, and them eyes red and burning like the fires of hell itself. They fired, but the thing screamed, a sound so loud it rang in their ears, and then it disappeared. When dawn broke, there weren't no blood, no tracks, just silence, like the woods had swallowed up every trace. The Nunleys grew desperate. Red found deep scratches on the side of the house, like something was trying to claw its way in, but the next day, those marks looked faded, like they'd been there for years. Each night, they'd hear heavy footsteps circling the house, slow and deliberate, as if it was letting them know it could come closer if it wanted to. By fall, Red had enough. He took his shotgun and followed where he thought it had been. Down by the riverbank, he called out into the shadows, demanding that it show itself. But all he got back was silence, an emptiness that hung thick in the air. It was like something was watching, yet invisible, its presence colder than the river itself. By winter, the sighting stopped, and the Nunleys packed up, leaving that farmhouse to the shadows. Folks still tell stories about the Spotsville monster, but times turned it into one of them tales that get told around the fire. Skeptics say it was just a bear, others say it was people imagining things, but those who lived through that summer, they'll never forget them eyes, watching from the shadows. Every so often, hunters still tell tales of strange sounds and eerie red glows deep in the trees, yet no tracks, no broken branches, no sign of life or death. Some say it's out there, moving silent through the woods, watching, waiting. So if you find yourself by the Green River one misty night, keep an eye on them shadows. And don't you go following strange sounds, 'cause that old Spotsville monster might be watching you, waiting for its next chance to slip out of the dark. Now I gotta ask, what do y'all think about all this? Y'all reckon it's just some old tale folks spun up to scare young'uns? Or is there something real out there, lurking in the dark, slipping in and out of sight? Could be something stranger than we care to know, or maybe it's just the woods playing tricks on us. Drop your thoughts in the comments down below. I want to know if y'all believe, or if you think it's all just smoke and shadows. Go on, I'm all ears. Now, if y'all are hankering to dig even deeper into this mystery, we got a treat for ya. If you want to hear more from the folks who lived it, check out them links in the description to four books by Barton Nunley, told straight from the eyes of one of the Nunley kids. These links will take you over to Amazon, and they're affiliate links, so we'll make a little something off each purchase, which all goes right back into supporting this here channel and bringing you more Kentucky tales. So grab a copy, settle in, and prepare to be downright spooked. Well, folks, that's the tale for tonight. If it left you peeking over your shoulder, then you're right at home here on Kentucky Melody. Be sure to check out our Scary Stories from Kentucky playlist for more of these bone-chilling tales. Don't forget to give us a like, share with someone who loves a good scare, and hit that subscribe button to keep them stories coming. We're glad to have y'all with us on this wild ride through Kentucky's creepiest legends. But remember, the darkness is always lurking, and the creatures of the night are always hungry. So sleep tight. Don't let the bedbugs bite. Or something worse.